Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Are you a cartoon clipper like me? You know, I have so many laying around on my desk, on my wall, in my Outlook, and I even made a paper file to put some of in. They vary from insurance jokes to mother-in-laws, plumbers, and those kinds. Not many have I actually put in a picture frame, but this one has been my all-time favorite. As you might guess, it was a classic Peanuts by Charles Schulz. You know, it's been in that picture frame since October 23rd, 2010. There's actually 9 frames in it total. Frame 1 we see is Sally Brown, which is Charlie Brown's younger sister, coming up behind him while he's watching TV, and she says, "Guess what?" Charlie says, "What?" Well, second frame, Sally is looking around while Charlie's waiting. Next frame, she waves him over to the door. Frame 4, they both peer around the corner, looking for something. 5, Sally is leading Charlie somewhere. Then in frame 6, she stops again, and the two of them wind up looking out a window. Next frame takes them both crawling behind the couch. The final frame, Sally says, "Charlie, we prayed in school today." Both of them have their hands on their face like in total amazement. Friends, wouldn't that be nice if that was the case today? You know, this cartoon came to me when I witnessed, along with most every American citizen in the United States, his prayers were being sent to the Almighty on behalf of DeMar Hamlin, football player for the Buffalo Bills, who was injured and suffered a heart attack on the field right after a hit. First responders did a stellar job, as you know. But when I saw that circle of players from both teams, coaches, assistants, I had a flashback on a JV football team head coach at Eureka High who would take his players before a practice or before a game and hold a prayer meeting to play a safe game, first of all, and for each player to play their best. Brother, dear, oh me, somebody, most likely a libtard parent, decided to go to the school board and the head of the athletic department and wanted this horrible thing called prayer out of the football program. Thus ended the coach's career as a high school football coach. I'd give all my nickels to know what the heck they thought of those 50-plus huge football players holding hands and kneeling in prayer together. I double dare dog, one of them to go running to Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, and express their disgust with this enormous display of good old time praying. You know, it reminds me again of when Tim Tebow took a knee on the field and was laughed at and mocked. And further, that coach in Washington that prayed after football games on the field. He was fired too, like my friend at Eureka High. All it took was one Buffalo Bills player that brought this country to his knees. Running out of patience with all of this, can we not only continue with the healing prayers for DeMar and as well for this country? This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.